This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It is the WIP afternoon show. No Ike, no Spike, no Fritz. One more day of me. Broads kicking it with you. At 215-592-9494. That is the phone number to hop on board. All right. It is a football Friday, ladies and gentlemen. Tanner McKee gets the nod on Sunday. I'm not wasting 1 second of my time comparing what McKee does to Jalen Hurts. Because franchise quarterbacks, they're measured over time. Backup quarterbacks are measured in moments. And this will be a fun moment to watch Tanner McKee. And I expect him to play well. Because I think he can handle this job. Okay? I think he is smooth as a backup quarterback. But it's not the same as what Jalen goes through on a week-by-week basis. On a year-by-year basis. The pressure. The defensive coordinators watching film. The list goes on and on and on. So here's my question to you on this Football Friday, 215-592-9494. Will you be comparing what the offense looks like with Tanner McKee on Sunday to what we witnessed with Jalen through the first 16 games? See, the expectations that Jalen goes through and the pressure, it's uncanny. For Tanner McKee, just go out and let it rip. There's less responsibility on his shoulders. Just go out, make the simple throws, put this team in a position. And truth be told, with resting guys, they may have a healthier offensive line, which can contribute to success. They may have a better run game with a better offensive line. Not better in regards to these guys stepping in is better than Maiolata full strength or Landon Dickerson full strength or Lane Johnson full strength. But it's clear the starters are banged the hell up. And it took a toll winning a championship last season for a one-game sample size. They may have some fresh blood on that O-line for the offense to run a bit better. And especially when the Commanders, they're ready for this thing to be over. Week 18, nothing left to play for. Look, Dan Quinn could play whatever Tommy Tough Nut style he wants to, trying to make this something bigger than what it is when he's preaching to the team in the locker room and whatever. But the truth is, when you go through hell, when you go through a season where you're dealing with the Jaden Daniels injury and this, that, the other, you get to this game of the season, they don't want to be out there. They don't want to really compete. They don't want to give it their all. They're ready to go home. So you got to factor that in as well. And truth be told, this applies whether he plays good or bad. I won't come in here if Tanner McKee doesn't look right and say he stinks. I won't go out there and say, well, look, Tanner McKee was rough. I told you so. Hurts is the best. I won't do that. Because one game, it's not the end-all be-all. It applies both ways. I'm just making sure you are prepared for that. Because I know how this town goes. I've been around long enough. There are a bunch of you waiting. Drool is just flying out your mouth, ready to pounce and bite at anything you possibly can when it comes to shooting my guy Jalen Hurts down. And I won't stand for it, damn it. Franchise quarterbacks are measured over time. Backup quarterbacks are measured in moments. 215-592-9494. Will you be comparing the two quarterbacks this upcoming Sunday? Let's take a listen to Mike Garafolo, who talked about Tanner McKee getting the nod. This is what he had to say.
And I'm buying because of the legend of Tanner McKee. And if you don't know who Tanner McKee is, you don't live in Philadelphia, because Tanner McKee has been discussed a bunch to the point where folks have said, why don't we start Tanner McKee over Jalen Hurts, the Super Bowl MVP? A guy who's taken us to two Super Bowls. Well, Tanner McKee's going to come in. He's going to play well because he's played well before. And if I know Philadelphia, don't you worry. They will be measured in their approach, and they will not say that this is a sign of him being the best quarterback on our roster. None of that. You won't hear any of that in Philadelphia. Yeah, you're going to hear plenty of it. But I think Tanner McKee could lead the Eagles to a victory that they need, and they might get themselves into the two seed. We'll see.
All right. So, yeah, he brought it up. This town will react a certain type of way. When you do that, though, this leads to shortcut conclusions. And that's not acceptable, in my opinion. It's just not. There's less on his plate, operation-wise. It's not apples to apples. You see guys like Jackson Dart, for example. When you first get thrown in there, okay, fun. Things change rather quickly in this league. And that's not the knock, McKee. I'm just saying, we can't be disrespecting who Jalen Hurts is, what he's accomplished, what he can continue to do, and who he is because of a game week 18 with Tanner McKee. I know how you are. I'm trying to get out in front of it because a lot of you are nasty. And I don't do nasty. I do respect, and that's what Jalen Hurts deserves the respect. Let's go to the phones. Fascinated to get your thoughts on this. Will you be comparing the two quarterbacks? Let's go to Mike in Mount Airy to kick things off. What's up, Mike?
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Yo, how's it going, bro?
Good, man. What's happening?
Oh, man, happy new year to you and Luke. You know, I think it's a little bit of human nature. You know, it's kind of hard for fans to not be judging. And this is coming from a Jalen Hurts OG. All right. I was on Jalen Hurts when they drafted him in the second round. I had a feeling that, you know, there's just something special in that guy, right? But I can't deny that there might be something special with Tanner either, right?
I don't know. Special, strong. I think he's interesting, but there's a difference between being interesting and being special, you know?
Well, I agree with you. I kind of like, and this is from, you know, obviously a lot of, you know, not too many heavy games under his, you know, under his belt, but he kind of reminds me of a little bit of Nick Foles, whereas he can show you some things, and then there's a chance that, hey, Jalen Hurts is our guy. Let's parlay this, you know, this Tanner McKee pick into something future down the road, you know, that's going to benefit this team. After watching some of those playoff games this weekend, I mean, you're looking at some offense and defensive linemen coming out in this draft that are going to get pushed down the board as usual. And, I mean, Tanner McKee shows out in Washington. I mean, who's to say that, you know, pick your team aren't going to be looking to fulfill a new QB role?
Sure. No, I agree with you.
We're looking at a second, third rounder.
Oh, no doubt. And look, that's fair, right? and that's fine. And, Mike, thank you for the call. That's okay. We've been talking about that for quite some time, flipping a Tanner McKee, making him a project, getting him out there. There's some bad quarterback play in the NFL. Bad, bad quarterback play. I think Tanner McKee can be more than just a backup who plays a Week 18 game. If we're talking about what Tanner McKee did, I like McKee. I'm not an anti-McKee guy as a pro-Jalen guy. I told you this before. Howie Roseman will pour assets into that position because he knows it's extremely valuable. Therefore, if Howie's rocking with McKee, I'm rocking with McKee. But, I'm not going to look at a 5-year sample size of Jalen with two Super Bowl appearances, a Super Bowl win, a Super Bowl MVP, and throw that in the trash, comparing Tanner McKee's game against the Washington freaking Commanders when the season is essentially wrapped up for Dan Quinn and his group, and Josh Jackson out there. Because I doubt Josh Jackson's going to move the ball 30 yards against Vic Fangio. Vic Fangio's going to tear this guy into 63 pieces. He's going to rip limbs off him. No matter who's out there personnel-wise. So, you know, I think Tanner McKee's going to look okay. I do. I think he's going to look okay. I just want you to all understand that that doesn't mean a damn thing about Jalen. Because it's not apples to apples. It's not the same situation. Let's go to Corey in Columbia. I would have went to Corey for, I can't read, apparently. Because I didn't even see Corey on the board. So I feel, speaking of disrespect, I'm disrespectful. What's up, Corey?
My brother, bros, what's up, man?
What's happening, dude? I would have went to you. I missed your name up there.
Oh, you're good. You're good. You know, it's good. It don't matter. But, man, I'm with you. Like, when you look at, like, one thing about Tanner McKee, and I don't want to be, like, disrespectful to him, but it's like, people keep like, comparing him to Nick. Like, Nick Foles started, like, 14 games in 2023, like, right? So it's like, we can't compare Tanner. Like, every playing time, that audited playing time that Tanner McKee's ever had has been in, like, you know, end-of-year situations, resting starters. You know, we haven't seen Tanner McKee go up against, like, you know, a Dallas Cowboys with like Dak Prescott, you know, with it mattering, or going up against Kansas City. Not saying that that matters, but it's like what Jalen Hurts has done in his resume is not even close. Like look at the teams he beat this year. Like, if you want to say it was because of him or not, Buffalo, Green Bay, the Lions, Kansas City, coming off, you know, 3 weeks removed from a Super Bowl, the Rams. It's like it's laughable that we even have to have this conversation. Because you're right. Like, if he go out there, he kind of similar to last year. He went out there, he lit it up. Everyone's like, oh, he looks good. I mean, of course he's going to look good. Like, he's playing free. But he ain't put in a situation where it's like, even if we lose a game on tomorrow or on Sunday, like, what is that going to say about McKee? Nothing. People will be more mad at Sirianni if we lose and the Lions win than Tanner McKee's playing.
Right. Right. No, you're absolutely right. And another part of it, too, is, you know, the pressure thing isn't fake. Jalen Hurts can't miss a throw. If Jalen Hurts misses a throw, people want him decapitated. Like, he can't miss a throw. He needs to be the most perfect human of all time to win people over. And look, I hate that this becomes a you have to choose between the two. I know you're probably just like me. I like McKee. I'm actually intrigued by McKee. The problem is people take it so far where now we're taking shots at someone who's already reached the mountaintop and is wired in a way to get back there multiple times. We can't go that far with him. People take it too far.
Exactly. And I think Tanner McKee is a good player. I think he has a good arm. Like, he's played well in the limited time he's gotten. But it's like, it's different. I've always said this. Like, we people always want other guys, or it's everybody better than Jalen Hurts until it's time to be better than Jalen Hurts. And all I know is my guy steps up when I need him most, and other guys don't. So that's what I put my money in on.
That's right. No, Corey, I completely agree. And I love you, dude. Thank you so much. Oh, I should have asked him about Ohio State. Oh!
He's got to call back. He's got a call back.
Oh, no! I'm screwing up big time. I don't go to him first, right? I don't go to him first, and I don't ask him about Ohio State. Oof. Oh, Jesus, I suck. I suck. Oh, man. Oh, you know what? I'll leave that to Ike and Spike on Monday, maybe, to pick him apart. I don't want to be the bad guy.
You know he's not calling back just to talk about Ohio State losing either.
But if they won...
Oh, yeah, he would have brought it up himself.
Yeah, no doubt about it. All right, Luke, let me ask you, with this whole McKee thing, where are you mentally, okay? Mentally, as we get ready for a football Friday, there's a lot out there that think, well, there's not really much to talk about with this game. There's the quarterback. This is a big one. How do you feel mentally about McKee, Hurts, and the comparing of the two after you see what's done?
So I'm with you. I think you said it perfectly where you said the thing about starting quarterbacks are measured long-term, backup quarterbacks are measured in, you know, the short spurts and whatnot. Tanner McKee could go out and throw for 435 yards and 7 touchdowns and be like, yeah, but Hurts is going to start in the playoffs. Like, you can't buy in to one game of the backup quarterback. Everyone's going to look back to Nick Foles. Philadelphia is such a unique city in so many different ways, but when it comes to backup quarterbacks, we love backup quarterbacks just because of Nick Foles. So whoever the backup is, if they play well, they're going to be compared to Nick Foles. Oh, can you go on another run? Oh, do you start Tanner McKee? The offense looks so much better with him. It can be another Foles moment. He can lead him to a Super Bowl. I have some bad news for everyone. That is never going to happen again. There is never going to be a backup quarterback who comes in place of a franchise quarterback who is having an MVP kind of year leading your team to a Super Bowl victory and having the two best games of his life in the NFC Championship and the Super Bowl. It's never going to happen again. Even to Tanner McKee, it's not going to happen again. So even if he plays that well on Sunday, and I do believe he's going to play well, I think he's a good quarterback. I think you trade him in the offseason, and you get something of value for him, and then you see him play well wherever next year. I think it'll be Kansas City, but whatever. I don't expect anybody. Well, I do expect people to say he should start next week, but there is zero chance how well he plays dictates if he should start in the playoffs. It's Hurts' job. It's going to be Hurts' job until the wheels fall off or something terrible happens, catastrophic happens with the team. So I'm looking forward to seeing him play. I think he's going to play well, but by no means am I watching this game on Sunday and thinking, let's see what he got, because maybe he'll start in the wild card round.
There are people out there, which is crazy. Now, it's funny because we do know that there are a group of individuals who are waiting for him to play well and pounce. I mentioned that it's like when you see one of those dogs with the nasty teeth and the saliva's all out there and they're they're doing one of those. They're getting ready. Exactly. That's exactly what's going on.
You bark a lot on the air.
Yeah, I do. I do. I don't know why that keeps happening. But they're waiting. If he plays poorly, would it be, well, Kevin Petullo's not good? Or would it be the offensive line wasn't good? Are they going to use that to protect Tanner McKee?
It would be a crazy thing to do, because if it looks the exact same, like if it looks like the offensive line isn't holding up, because there were a couple different plays against the Bills where Hurts had to evade a defender, sidestep someone, roll out, and at least just throw the ball away. You don't remember when he throws the ball out of bounds, but you would definitely remember when he takes a sack. So if that happens to Tanner McKee on Sunday, then people need to realize, oh, it's not him, it is Petullo, and just how the offense has looked the entire year. If guys aren't getting open, it's not him, it's how the offense has looked the entire year. You've had plenty of guys come to the defense of Hurts after the Bills game saying there just wasn't anybody open in the second half. It was just bad concepts all around. So I hope people have the wherewithal and the knowledge to kind of know the difference, whether it's, hey, Tanner McKee didn't play well, or this is just how the Eagles offense looks. I'm not going to lie, if Tanner McKee is overthrowing guys and, you know, the balls are at guys' feet, he's looking like Kenny Pickett when we played the Raiders. If he looks like that, all right, then he played bad. But I don't expect him to play bad, and if the offense can't move the ball and doesn't look good, I would assume it's because that's just what the offense is.
Yeah. Now, listen, I completely understand. It's just, it's fascinating to me. This is almost a social experiment for me. I'm almost, you know how you do one of those experiments back in school, you watch the rats. The rats are in the lab, and they're watching the rats to see how things go.
Yeah, put them like in a maze.
I'm sort of watching Eagles fans from the lens that they're all rats on Sunday, and I want to see the way that they react to this situation that's playing out on Sunday. All right, you got something for me?
Sniffing out the rats.
Kind of.
They're looking for Henry Hill.
Okay, hey, you got to do what you got to do sometimes. This is where I'm at. This is the position I'm in, and I'm going to have to be the mad scientist, if you will. 215-592-9494. Franchise quarterbacks are measured over time. Backups are measured in moments. That's why I'm not wasting 1 second of my time comparing what McKee does to Jalen's season so far. Are you with me? Are you against me? Let's go to Block in Medford Lake. What's up, Block?
Hey, how's it going, fellas? Everybody have a good new year?
Yeah, man. How about you?
Yeah, man, just nursing the hangover and
yeah, no doubt.
Gluing my pots and pans back together.
Okay, okay, all good.
Yeah, man, I just wanted to call up and give my thoughts on the situation, man. It's just, it's really crazy to me that people could even say Jalen Hurts in the same sentence as a quarterback like Tanner McKee. And I'm not taking anything away from Tanner McKee. He's a great quarterback. He's really good for what he's there for. He's a great backup quarterback. He could probably even start for most offenses in the league, just not for the Birds. I mean, we've got a franchise quarterback for as long as Jalen is around and willing to play. He's our guy. I mean, you talk about pressure and Jalen Hurts. I mean, this guy, he doesn't feel pressure. He's Mr. Clutch Team. He's as cool as ice. I've never seen a moment with a guy that should be feeling pressure who just is stone-faced and stoic like this guy. I mean, last week we're watching the Buffalo game, and I'm thinking about last year when Missy Elliott is kicking the field goal to run us into overtime. The camera pans over to Jalen Hurts, and this guy's just sitting there, you know what I mean? He might as well be sitting on his couch on a Tuesday, ordering pizza or whatever it is. Or this year when they're playing the Rams and Jordan Davis is blocking the field goal, to run it back. And you wouldn't even know this guy has a pulse. And you want to talk about this guy feeling pressure? He don't feel pressure. He's got the clutch team. He's Mr. Cool. As far as Tanner McKee goes, I'm a big fan, right? As far as everybody talking about using him for trade capital, I don't think that's the smartest move. I think the move with Tanner McKee is exactly what we use him for. I mean, we got a mobile quarterback who he gets hurt on occasion. He's getting up there in years. Not saying he's old, but he's getting a little older. And we got a good backup quarterback for when Jalen gets a bump or a bruise or needs to nurse a concussion. Whatever it is, for a couple of weeks, we got this guy that we know can come in and do what needs to be done. So I say we take this week, week 18, and we drive Dan Quinn absolutely nuts by practicing as many two-point conversions with Tanner McKee. Make the whole game a one big practice. You know what I mean? Because that's all it is. And make sure we come out with a dub just in case we got a shot at the two seed.
Right.
I personally don't think it's possible with the way the Lions have been looking
lately.
Yeah,
you never know, though. The Lions are...
You never know.
Yeah, and
I mean, you know, I guarantee you Sirianni's going to have somebody watching that game close.
Oh, yeah. But you know what? And Block, I appreciate the call. Thank you so much. I think the Lions are one of those teams where Dan Campbell puts so much pride in, we're riding this thing out until the very end. I don't give a damn that we're knocked out. I don't care about X, Y, and Z. We got a cultured... And by the way, I hate Ben Johnson. Not actually, but I got to imagine he's going, dude, we can hurt them. We can hurt them in the standings big time where that little two seed that they think is all cute and dandy and in their back pocket, now they got to worry about going on the road and facing opponents as they move along, if they move along in the postseason. I think the Lions are more willing to go out with that fire and intensity. And maybe not. Maybe the Bears just overwhelm them. But prior to seeing what transpires, I think the Lions have more to bite into from a Dan Campbell culture perspective than the Washington Commanders with Dan Quinn. Dan Quinn and what he's trying to do with Washington is the ugly stepchild or whatever they say back in the day, you know, towards the Dan Campbell Lions. He's the JV version. They're the JV version. So, for whatever that's worth, if we're playing percentages on who's got a higher percentage to play spoiler between the Commanders and the Lions, I think the Lions can do it. We'll see. It's a small percentage, but it's a bigger percentage than the Commanders, for whatever that's worth. Maybe that's stupid and doesn't mean a damn thing. Probably not. 215-592-9494. What a first segment. Some are saying the best first segment in sports talk radio history. 3.5 more to go, ladies and gentlemen. This is what I want to know as we continue to rock your calls. With Jalen Hurts, it hasn't lived up to the expectation. It hasn't been as sexy as we needed it to be. And truth be told, it's been gross offensively. we are about to watch a different quarterback step in with a lot of different variables. There's less pressure. There's less tape. There's healthier linemen. There's healthier players all around. One team wants to give up and get ready for their offseason. So because of that, when you watch this game, will you be comparing the two offenses? Will you be studying what McKee is doing and say, well, Jalen this, Jalen that, this and that, and Petullo, you said Petullo stinks, and look what Petullo drew up, and bop, 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 bop. How are you consuming this game, and will you be comparing the two? I'm not wasting a second of my time comparing the two. That's me. What say you? 215-592-9494. Coming up next, you will hear from QB1 this week. That actually hurt me to say. Tanner McKee spoke and addressed his mentality for this game. It's Broads in for the afternoon show. We're just getting started right here on 94 WIP.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Welcome back. It's the WIP Afternoon Show. Broads with you. I hope everybody had a happy new year. Hope you all had a fantastic holiday two-week stretch. Everything gets back to normal for us here on Monday with all the shows, morning, midday, afternoon. So It's the last day together of me and you here on this time slot. 215-592-9494 if you do want to get in and, you know, talk about this quarterback stuff. Because I think it's fascinating. A lot of people in town, and rightfully so, by the way. This isn't one of those games where you're sitting on the edge of your seat ready to, hey, I need 425 in my bloodstream, all right? I totally get that. So we move past it. We get excited for the playoffs. We look at where they could potentially fall with the standings and who they might be able to be matched up against in the first round, who's coming to South Philadelphia. Those are traditional things that we just kind of jump to. But there is an interesting storyline here with McKee. And you all know where I stand. I'm a Jalen guy, through and through. I ride with QB1. That's my guy. I've been crying every night when I was younger, saying I want a franchise QB like Jalen. The second I get it, I'm not throwing it in the trash like half of you morons out there. No, I'm absorbing this and soaking it in, saying this is the gold standard of Eagles football. I'm going to appreciate it. So I love my guy, Jalen. And with McKee going out there, there are some anticipating the offense to look smoother than it has throughout the first 16 games of the season. But I have an easy rebuttal to this. If it does look a bit better, and it's franchise quarterbacks are measured over time. Backups are measured in moments. Backups, very important role, by the way. We've seen how important it is. Tanner McKee could play. There's a difference between Tanner McKee playing nice and having a couple of moments, and then over 5 years going to two Super Bowls and winning a Super Bowl MVP. It's a big gap between those two things. Winning regular season, even if you're a guy that can win 9 to 10 regular season games a year, that would actually look a certain type of way, and I feel McKee could do that. He could be on a team that wins 9, 10 games in the NFL, and that's nothing to sneeze at. That is something that the Jets would take right now. They'd be running around naked for a guy like Tanner McKee right now. Seriously. But again, there's a difference between that and being able to go to multiple Super Bowls in the first 5 years of your career and have a Super Bowl MVP and ball out, by the way, in both Super Bowl appearances. I was listening to Seth Joyner on with the morning show a few days back, and he was, you get one crack at this. He said, it's not the World Series where you get 7 games, you get one game. You have to meet the moment as a franchise QB. This guy's done it twice. He didn't have a stinker and then responded. This guy did it twice. Running for 70 yards plus both times, making history both times with his legs. Difference maker. Difference maker. So, when we roll into Sunday, and we watch McKee, if things go well, and I'm rooting for the kid. I'm an Eagles fan. I like McKee. It may look different. It may be smoother. There's less pressure. There's a different game plan. There's not a lot of tape on McKee. Are you going to compare the two quarterbacks? Are you going to compare what the offense looks like to what it's been looking like, which is obviously subpar? That's what I want to know at 215-592-9494. We're going to get back to the phones. I want you to listen to McKee, who met with the media in the locker room yesterday, just talking about the excitement, the preparation, and, you know, ready for this game.
Obviously super excited for the opportunity, but, you know, I feel like each week leading up I've been preparing, like I'm going to play in case I do. So I feel like the preparation's been pretty pretty similar. It's nice to get more reps in practice, obviously. But yeah, just really excited for the opportunity.
At this point in your career, like how much more ready for a game like this are you than you would have been earlier?
Obviously with more reps, you get more confidence. You have that good chemistry with the guys around you. So, you know, obviously feel like I have a good feel, can play fast. I feel like as a quarterback, it's really big to be able to play and just react to the game instead of trying to think of what's my job, what's my footwork, what's everybody else doing. You can just play and react. And so I feel like I've gotten to that point. I feel comfortable doing that.
All right, so that's Tanner McKee. I'm excited to watch him. I am. I could separate the two. I don't know if many can out there, though. I could separate the two. because I'm intelligent. Check the Twitter poll brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville, PA, and Mount Laurel, New Jersey. They want to wish the Birds well in the playoffs. Let's bring one more title back home. The Twitter poll, will you be comparing McKee to Hurts on Sunday? Early votes coming in, 75% say no, which means a quarter of Eagles fans are saying you're damn right. They're getting their buffalo chicken dip. And they're ordering their 6 pepperoni pizzas, and they're ready to cheer on McKee with pom-poms, hoping that he succeeds enough to make Jalen look bad. You got a quarter of people ready to root for Jalen to look bad on Sunday. The hell's the matter with you? Let's go to Dennis in Newtown. What's up, Dennis?
Bro, you've been busy. You've been busy this holiday, these holiday weeks.
You're damn right. You're damn right.
Good for you, brother.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hey, listen, I don't know where the 25% is coming from, but for me, the only thing I want to get out of this game is, God forbid, if we get in the playoffs and Jalen gets hurt, that we got a guy that can come in and run that offense. That's the only thing I want to get out of this game. I'm excited to see him play. I think he's going to look good. To your point, we're playing against a team whose bags are packed, and golf, you know, their golf start, their tee times are already put together for them. But there's no way you can make a case that if he does really well, he should be starting in the playoffs.
I agree with you. But Dennis, I had last week, I had to do a show to show Jalen Hurts appreciation. This guy,
I heard, you know what I'm saying?
So, of course we could be sitting here knowing that half these fans are going to be screaming for McKee.
I just want to see the guy go out and play well. I really do. And lead the team and just have that feeling that if something happens in the playoffs with Jalen, we got a guy that can come in off the bench. I'm not even talking Nick Foles-like. I'm just talking come off the bench for this team at this time and play really well to help us if we need that.
And we have the defense. Now, Dennis, before you even see a snap, though, does your gut tell you you have that and, you know, how much you're going to be swayed by a performance against the Commander? I feel you already think he probably can hold the fort down if need be.
Oh, I do. Yeah. I do. I think we come out with a W. I really do. I think we can beat this team. I mean, and I agree. Every time we score, we go for two. And, geez, I wish a field goal was worth 5. We can get 5 points out of a field goal plus 2 there, too. But I know we can't. I know we can't.
Yeah, just punch Dan Quinn in the face. Thank you, Dennis. I appreciate the phone call. Yeah, just to make it hurt. I want to curb stomp him on that football field. And I know that they were talking a big game, the Commanders, about how much they hate us. And, hey, in 2 weeks, it's going to be revenge kind of thing. Well, how much air is let out of the balloon, if you will, or air out of the tires, whatever the phrase is? I'm not a big phrase guy. I screw them up every day. But how much is let out of the air if you line up and you don't see Jalen, and you line up and you don't see Mailata, and you line up and it's not Saquon, it's Will Shipley, you know? It's, you know, Darius Cooper, and it's cats like that running around the field. Do you still have that animosity? Do you still have that hatred? Do you still have that I want to destroy this team mentality? Or does that go away? Because at the end of the day, this wasn't the group that you despise. Maybe they have the same laundry on. Maybe they have the same logo on their chest. But do they really hate Tanner McKee? Does Dan Quinn really despise whoever's going to be running routes at wide receiver? All of us may have to start Googling names. You know, but who the hell is that guy? Who the hell is number blah, blah, blah? And you realize, oh, well, he's been on the practice squad for 3 years. He played at Mount Union with Nick Sirianni.
That's actually a good poll, by
Thank you.
Listen, don't doubt the Tanner McKee-Darius Cooper connection. We saw a little bit of it against the Raiders. They were moving down that field. Don't doubt Darius Cooper. But for the Commanders and how they're going to be mad and whatnot, but they're not mad at Will Shipley. They're not mad at Tank Bigsby. No, they're mad at Saquon when he ran into two-point conversion. They're mad at Tyler Steen. I don't think he's going to play, but maybe that's the only guy they see on the other side that they're, you know, mad about. they want to face Jalen. They see Tanner McKee on the other side. They're like, yeah.
Well, to your point, if it is Tyler Steen, that could be enough to ignite some fire because he was the stir, right? He was the guy that was stirring it all last time. Or was it Fred Johnson? Or was it Tyler Steen? Was it both?
Well, Tyler Steen was the one that was getting jumped at one point, but I forget how that whole interaction happened because I think it was someone was grabbing the face mask of Dotson or Smitty or someone, and then Steen and Fred Johnson stepped in, but then Steen kind of took it over and was doing like a 1v6 type of thing. So I think in the end, Steen was the main target, but he wasn't the instigator of it.
Okay. Well, his presence alone, if we're talking very hypothetical, is there enough for the Commanders to get all riled up? Maybe that's something. Listen, there's not a lot that you can grab onto if you're the other team. Mm. You see Tyler Steen, maybe that's the one name that does kind of get them going to some degree. All right, let's go to Joe in Tampa. What's going on, Joe?
Hey, bros. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm one of those 25% morons.
Oh, okay. Explain yourself.
Well, first off, Jalen Hurts is not the same player that he was 3 years ago. He won't run the ball. He doesn't improvise. He doesn't throw the ball over the middle. He holds the ball too long, especially if you listen to Tom Brady. So now the offense absolutely stinks. You can see it with your own eyes. All right? Now, Tanner McKee, all I want to see is what's the kid made of? This kid's going to play with a second string lineup against a first string defense. So,
a first string defense that's on week 18 that doesn't want to be there, and I don't even know if they're going to be out there to play.
Bruce,
well, you're comparing this to a Super Bowl run, though. So you're going to use this sample size to push forward on trying to win a Super Bowl.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is that there's guys out there playing for contracts. There ain't no way.
They're beat up. Week 18, they're beat up.
Yeah, but this is not college football.
I understand that. You're telling me these professional athletes give it 1,000% every single snap in week 18? That's just not the truth.
Well, then it's going to happen on both sides of the ball. You got to be fair about it. But I just want to see what Tanner McKee.
But we know what he is, though. We know. Don't we know? Don't you know what Tanner McKee is going to do? Like, I feel a lot of us have a consensus on what we expect out of Tanner McKee and what he can do. But knowing that, like, are you implying that if it goes well and it lives up to what you think could be good, that he should start over Jalen?
No, what I'm saying to you is I want to see plays that Jalen won't run to see how this kid runs. That's number one. Number two,
but they're totally different style quarterbacks.
I just want to see how good the kid is, because if Jalen comes out and he can't produce more than 16 points when you get to that playoff level, what do? Just throw the towel in?
No, you don't throw the towel in. You ride and die with your franchise quarterback. That's what you do.
No.
Give me an example of a team that's won a Super Bowl, been to two, a guy is a Super Bowl MVP, and the next year they benched that quarterback for a Tanner McKee sixth-round project. When's that ever happened?
Wait a minute, bros. My response is, does that same quarterback then decide that the things that got him to the Super Bowl, he's not going to do anymore?
But that's not a thing.
Say that again?
You're implying that Jalen what?
Jalen, he doesn't improvise.
Dude, the whole offense is improvising because Kevin Petullo sucks. Every snap is an improvision.
Well, let's see. All right, bros, be fair now.
I'm very fair.
Let's see if KP opens it up on Sunday. Now, I don't know if
it's going to probably be different. It's a dude, they have 5 years of studying Jalen Hurts. They have preseason action on Tanner McKee. It's not apples to apples, where Dan Quinn doesn't have 5 years of tape to study the quarterback the same way that people study Jalen Hurts' tendencies. It's not the same thing.
And they study Jalen Hurts. And they know now the things he won't do that he used to do. So how much tape do I need on the guy? He just doesn't do
I can't
it.
Wait for Jalen to continue to win and continue to win and continue to win. You say 16. No, I don't think you do.
No,
you do.
Hey, Bruce, let me tell you something. If Jalen Hurts would go back to the player he used
I
to
see,
be.
I see, but that, what is that? The guy who played 6 months ago in the Super Bowl and won the MVP, that guy who played 6 months ago, the guy who lived 10 months ago, whatever, the guy who played less than a calendar year ago, that guy?
No, the guy we just saw 16 games.
No. You said the guy he used to be. The guy he used to be, as if you're talking 17 years ago. But last year he was the MVP of the Super Bowl.
I got 16 games after that.
Sure. How many teams following a Super Bowl struggle? How many teams the following year go through a difficult season? No, Joe, it's a serious question. How many teams go through a difficult time following a Super Bowl? All of them except for two franchises, the Patriots and the Chiefs. And truth be told, Joe, the Chiefs did go through difficult times. Their defense carried them. Spags carried them. Chris Jones carried him. The defense carried him. So stop with this. He's not the same guy he was. 10 months ago, he was Super Bowl MVP. It's going to be a long day. It's going to be a long day. I want the quarterback he once was. Yeah, the one he was less than a calendar year ago. Acting like that was 14 decades ago. He can't do this. He can't do that. He holds on to the ball. Yeah, because Kevin Petullo's routes suck. You know what? Let's play this. This is Greg Cassell, who was on with Ross Tucker on the Ross Tucker pod. He studied the tape, very good at his job. This is what he said he saw in the Buffalo game.
Offensively, I don't know what to make of them, Ross. There are times over the last month I thought they ran some really good concepts in the pass game. And then this week, I didn't see it. And, I'm not there. I can't speak to it. I can only speak to the tape. It wasn't Jalen Hurts' fault. You know, I thought the concepts, you know, did not give him a lot of opportunities. I thought he played a really good first half. And then in the second half, it just wasn't there.
Okay. It's a problem. Now, Tanner McKee going out there and having less responsibility and just say, hey, go out there, rip it, go out there, make a couple of throws, blah, blah, blah. That ain't the same as what Jalen goes through on a day-by-day basis. That's not the same as the pressure that Jalen Hurts goes through. And this was part of my problem of how I know people are going to rise. He said he falls in that 25%. Like, there's going to be comparisons as if this game is more important than what Jalen has accomplished. Franchise quarterbacks are measured over time. Backup quarterbacks are measured in moments. 215-592-9494. I'm not wasting 1 second of my time comparing these two quarterbacks based off of what transpires against the Commanders. Are you? 215-592-9494. Coming up next, Coach Dick Vermeil will join the morning show today with Tom Kelly and Devin Caney, and he spoke about McKee and what he's expecting. You'll hear from Coach Dick Vermeil. It's Broats in for the afternoon show, a fiery Broats, starting off the new year hot. It's 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
You know Graybar for electrical parts. But there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better. Because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.